Well then, how much do you hate your bank? Treasurer Scott Morrison says you have every reason to. The Productivity Commission final report into the banking sector, released on Friday, excoriates the Big Four banks for their high margins and their less than transparent techniques to get and keep your money. The report says existing loyal customers get the worst deal as banks save their lower cost options as teasers for new customers. So, says the Treasurer, go and get another bank. Although he admits he's still with the one that attracted his first deposits when he was still at primary school. The Productivity Commission says there is no indication a new breed of banks will, quote, alter the market power of major banks in the foreseeable future. But that's not to say people aren't about to make a good hard crack at it. Zinja, that's X-I-N-J-A, is hoping to get a banking license very soon. Its co-founder and chief strategy officer is Van Lee, and she joins us now. Hello, Van.
Thanks very much for having us.
How are you going to be different?
There's a very different starting point for us in building Zinja. Firstly, we don't have any legacy systems, we don't have legacy thinking, and we don't have a legacy culture that we're trying to change. So we've got the opportunity to build Zinja to be customer-centric, customer-focused, and built around the best interest of customers from day one. We're also 100% independent, so we don't have investment from any of the Australian banks, nor are we seeking investment from existing Australian banks. And one of the most interesting parts of our overall business model is it's not just about banking. We're interested in what matters to people when it comes to their money. We want to make it fun and easy to be good with money and take away all the pain that's currently in the experience that people have in dealing with banking, money, and just making good choices.
So I presume you're not going to be opening up buildings, offices, banks on street shopping strips.
No, in fact, we'd actually like to bring banking to customers and turn every smartphone into a personal bank branch.
And so what is your sense of what people really want?
When we started Zinja, we spent an incredible amount of time interviewing customers and asking them about their experiences with banking and money. And a lot of the same themes that have always been there are there. And what we're finding is there are a lot of unmet needs that just haven't been addressed yet. Convenience, simplicity, make it easier for me to understand my finances. Don't make me be the bad guy in my relationship, constantly having to ask, what was that transaction for? So people value the convenience, the data, good value, and also they want to know that their interests are being taken into account in the design of new products and services.
So it's a very expensive business to hire enormous numbers of people to answer questions from customers,
yes.
Particularly when you're looking at something as big as a bank. So how are you going to do that?
One of the principles we have in designing our products and services is don't make them so complicated that people even need to call to ask questions. It should be easy to identify whether something is right for you, whether it's good value, and it should be easy to be able to translate that choice into a new account or a new service within, you know, a few taps.
So will you be using bots? That, you know, those kinds of chat bots and other sorts of things, artificial intelligence to answer customer questions and respond to customer questions?
We're certainly interested in that possibility, but where we're starting from is how do we bring humanity back to banking? How do we create a service that feels genuinely personalised? And where bots and AI and machine learning enable us to offer that personal service, we're definitely interested in bringing that to the market.
So it gets more personal if you don't actually have human beings doing it?
Possibly, or if you find new and innovative ways to combine human beings with the kind of data and math that bots can take care of, together with an experience on a mobile that's extremely intuitive. So for us, it's not a question of bots or no bots. It's a question of how do you create an end-to-end experience that uses people and service and technology in the right ways.
So as a startup, will you be taking deposits? You have to be taking deposits if you're a bank.
There's many pathways to building a bank, which is one of the great things about the new regulatory regime that we have. And the milestones, the new milestones that have been created enable you to start with calling yourself a bank first, which is the restricted ADI license. And then you can start to take restricted deposits, which is very much internal deposits for staff to prove your capabilities. And then you can get a full banking license, which enables you to take deposits from the general public.
And at that point, you get the deposit guarantee effectively.
Yes, that's right.
So people can put their money in, they're confident that it'll be backed up.
Absolutely.
By the authorities. Okay. So, I mean, obviously all the big banks, they've got, you know, online apps, you know, a lot of people do their banking already using their phones. So how do you get to be better than them with all the money they can put into product development?
Yeah, it's hard to compete with a ridiculous amount of resources. And what we've seen is the evolution of digital banking in Australia and also around the world has started from taking what were manual processes and then making them digital and putting them online. And then the next evolution has been going from taking what's online to making it available on the mobile. And what we've seen is we still have a situation where sometimes to get something done, you still have to call your bank, or you still have to go online, or you still have to go into the bank branch. With our vision to turn every customer smartphone into a personal bank branch, the idea is you should be able to do everything from your phone wherever you are.
Okay, so this is the new look of banking. Van Lee, co-founder and chief strategy officer with Singer. Thank you so much for your
Thank
time
you.
Today.